Yo, what's up? It's Mom Crazy here from Classrooms in Compton. I podcast about methods, strategies, and pedagogies that happen in classrooms like mine. Classrooms in Compton. Today, I'm speaking of standardized tests, and I just want a side note. I'm also recording this on a headset, which I haven't done before, and I'm testing it between this and the microphone, so bear with me. So at the end of a recent episode, I did reference the lack of equity in standardized testing. You know, students in my community, Compton, socioeconomically lacking community, they're often also lacking the experiences that are considered general life experiences. This is just one barrier to standardized testing, but it's a big one. How can a student write about the experience of a two-parent family with grandma living in the house if they are the child of a single mom with no grandparent? How can a student describe snow if they've never seen it? How can a student make an argument about eating healthy while living in a food desert if they don't know they're in a food desert? Knowing the difficulties the students face when staring down a standardized test, many teachers have created practices around equity so the students will be engaged with the materials they use in class. For example, the English canon. Boy, a collection of literature that some English folks decided everyone should read to have a full experience of literature. The issue with this list is that it contains literature from a mostly white perspective, which tells of a mostly white experience. My students, who are 83% from Hispanic or Latino backgrounds and 13% African American, how are they supposed to connect with these books? My students, who spend most of their lives feeling that education is not for them because it does not reflect their world, does not reflect their experiences, must feel singled out due to this canon. And I mean, luckily we live in 2023, right? The representation of diverse authors and diverse main characters has increased substantially. The diversity makes reading more accessible, or at least makes it more relevant and interesting to my students and probably yours. Characters and authors reflect the community my students live in. They are more apt to actually read it. They're not just written by a bunch of dead white guys. Now, I want to be celebrating these breakthroughs in literature. As an English teacher, I really do celebrate anything. I mean, anything that encourages my students to crack open a book. However, I also realize that while it does provide more reading practice and builds literacy skills, it doesn't really help them out as far as state or AP testing. It doesn't help because the people, mostly Caucasian, who create these tests use the canon. I mean, just look at the AP reading list. I took a look, and of the 127 books that a student would want to read on the list dating up to 1990, there are approximately 4.5 authors that are not Caucasian. Therefore, I'm correct. Reading culturally appropriate diverse texts puts my students behind their peers that aren't searching for ways to connect, that aren't trying to overcome a cultural barrier to a text. In fact, white kids often don't even realize there's an issue to overcome for anyone. In an effort to make reading appealing, as well as some much needed narrative shifts, teachers in inner cities find themselves drawn to more culturally relevant texts. But it's also cheating our students out of the common, in quotes, reading experiences. Again, as an English teacher, I don't like to read many of the texts in the canon, and to be honest, I haven't even personally read them. I didn't go to school in the normal way. My unconventional trip through high school did not introduce me to all the canonical texts And as I went through college, my peers would reminisce about books read in high school, and I was always like, not me. I did read a lot of murder mysteries with my mother. Did I consider myself well-read? Do I now? Yes, ma'am. But even today, I read diverse young adult novels over those old dusty books considered to be the best in lit. What are we testing our students on? Their ability to read, their ability to comprehend, or their ability to read a standard text from the past. It's a shame. Now, that's going to be it for today, Classrooms in Compton. This podcast is about methods, pedagogy, strategies, and the lack of society moving forward in classrooms like mine, Classrooms in Compton. I'll see y'all next time.